Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura and still in the middle of the beautiful Simen Tav Kuf Chavav, which deals with bearing on Yontif. We're at the very top line, Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Mutal Elavos Hameis B'Yom Tov Rishon Tocha Tchum. On Yontif Rishon, in Chutz Loritz, in Golus, or in Eretz Yisrael, the same thing would apply. You're allowed to be malav of the mace. You can escort the mace as long as you're not going outside the tchum. There's no problem. No malach is being done by all these people. We'll talk in a few moments about traveling in a car or some other vehicle. But if you're just walking, there's no problem in escorting the mace since you're not going outside the tchum. However, on Yontif Sheni, afilu chutz l'tchum. For Yontif Sheni, you have a heter for the burial people that are involved in the burial to go outside the tchum. So they're allowed to go outside the tchum and the choshim l'mekomam bo bayom, and they can return. We normally would maybe say that, well, there's no purpose of the burial to come back, but we have the same concept of hiter sofa mishum tchilos, and if we don't allow them to come back, then they're not going to go the next time. Likewise, he adds, v'chein muta lahachzir klei akvura, sholichu imoem chutz l'tchum. You can take back the utensils when necessary for the burial, the shovels, etc. Though necessary for the burial, you're allowed to bring them back as well, even though it's from outside the tchum. Now, we said a lot over here. Let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Lamed Gimel. Mishnah Berurah says, Rotzalom, my name Chaber is telling us here, Ad al payim ama velo yoser. On Yontif Rishon, you're not allowed to go outside the tchum. He's saying this is the tchum midrabanan of 2,000 ama, roughly about a kilometer. So you're not allowed to go beyond that tchum, even though that's a din derabanan, and we normally are makel in dinam derabanan to bury a mace on Yom Tov Rishon. Nevertheless, here we're not. Afagav the ad shalosh parasos, even though 12 mil, 3 times 4 mil. So a parso is 4 mil. So 3 parsos is 12 mil, and that is according to some opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that is a shir daraisa of tchum. So even though you're only going up to the shir derabanan of tchum, l'kuliyama eino elam derabanan. So certainly anything less than this shlosh parsos, the 12 mil, the 3 parsa, is only a din derabanan. Lo hitiru mishum levoya grey, that we don't allow people who aren't involved in the burial to go and escort. There's a long sharatzion of here, Os Mem Gimel, where he discusses this. And he says, Kein tzorich lahasbir l'shitas mechaber. This, the way we just did, is the way to explain the mechaber, that even though it's only a din derabanan, he still isn't allowing you to do this on Yom Tov Rishon. Shemater koshu midrabanan ayde Yisrael. Afilu biyom Tov Rishon. Other things he does allow you to do as long as there are buttons on Yom Tov Rishon. Ubazeh osar. But here, he is stricter. And this is based upon a tashbeit. And so filchus tchumim, the dato b'emez, the af b'yom tov rishon, yesh lahater alicho michutz l'tchum l'tzorach emez. Technically, you could go outside the tchum. L'man demate tiltu v'otzor, according to the opinions that say you're allowed to go and do this on Yom Tov Rishon. However, this is a das yochid. He says, v'yichido hu bazeh, and he is a single opinion. Then the Chofetz Chaim brings down from the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, the Bnei HaChevra, the people in the Chevra Kedisha, Oshin Shenosin Esa Aron, the people actually doing the burial, Mutorin Lelech Afilu Biyom Rishon Chutz Lapayin. They can go outside the Tchum. It's only the people escorting them that cannot go. They don't serve any purpose other than covering a mace. And therefore, according to this opinion, Val Karchoch, the Meforish, the Davka, Levoyo Gredo Kairinon Kan, only the escorting people can't go beyond the Tchum. That's purely for covenant mace. That you can't do. No reason to do so. But the actual people going can go outside the tchum, because if they don't go, then it will be purely done via goyim, and it may not be done right. And he adds, umilso de mistaberhu l'chora. This makes very good sense. Befrat ki bizoyin hu l'mace. It would be a terrible bizoyin to the mace. Limsoroso yide akum b'l'chudayu. To have only non-Jewish people bury him and no Jews over there. Kemoshe kosan l'el in Sharet Zion and Oz Dalit in the name of the Tash Beit. Now, he says, Ivra, it's truth. The bottom line is, to be loshon ola Shabbos, shekosav ahod demutu l'lavos b'socha tchum, that the people that are allowed to escort him within the tchum, doravuzhu the alpi rov derech hamalavim shemischalfim atzmum b'nisiyas hamita. He says, the chiddush here is that these people will sometimes go and carry the aron. They didn't have it in a hearse. They were carrying it by hand. You're allowed to do this because of covered mace. And these ad kan l'shono, these are his words. Outside the tchum, also af losei sa mace, you wouldn't be allowed to carry the mace. v'tzorach in ladina, what is the aloch lamaisa? He says, b'frat tekrar yirinu v'sif alef, lachok al ikar, kulas ha-mechaber, that many disagree with the mechaber and don't allow you to do this on Yom Tov Rishon. V'gam l'baal shulchan shlomo shemati, even according to the das yochel of the shulchan shlomo that we brought down above, so we said, tzorach in imutu lazal mekoma, it's not clear that he would allow them to come back. Again, it's a very complicated Shaarei Tzion, I hope I said it clearly. In any event, the simple understanding of the mechaber is, as we said, that you can't go outside of the tchum, period. Now, Sivkot Lama Dalit, on Yom Tov Sheni, you can go outside the tchum. And the Mishnah Berurah says, afilu chutz l'tchum sholosh parsos. Here, even when you're dealing with a potential daraisa, going outside of the tchum, if it was Yom Tov Rishon, that is the three parsos, the 12 mil, that is only a din d'rabbanon on the second day, because the whole second day is Yom Tov Sheni Shol Golios is all d'rabbanon. And even though there's no purpose, they're just going for covered mace. They're just going to escort him for covered. He shouldn't be alone. It's not because they need it for the actual burial. Nevertheless, in this situation, the mechaber is mekel afilu hochi shori. He allows them to escort even beyond the trum, even beyond what would be a trum daraisa, if it would be in a day daraisa, the kechol shavua rabbanim, because it is principle that on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, there is no Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios when you're dealing with burial. Essentially, the rabbis removed this entire concept of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. Then we said, Sivkot Lamed Hey, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chozim l'komam baba yom, they're allowed to return. V'afilu yotzu chutz l'kama milin, even if they went far away, they're well beyond the tchum. Mutorim gamkin lazul levesim, they would be allowed to come back. Why is that? Shim yasu osom, if you don't let them come back, again, if you don't matir sofa mishum tchilasan, you nichshol losu levo. Say, hey, last time I went, I had to stay out there in the middle of no man's land and in the middle of a cemetery, and I couldn't really go far. I'm not going to go the next time. So to make sure that they shouldn't have this problem the next time, the rabbis allow them to come back. If we don't allow them to come back, then nobody's going to do it the next time. And he says, "Umistabra, this is only applicable to calls there in Ein Shom Bimkom Hakvaros Moshav Yehudim Misochatrum. This is only if there's no safe, good Jewish community that they could stay in that's close to the cemetery. So let's say they travel from town A, they went 5 miles to the cemetery. So they live in town A, they would be allowed to return to town A. Except the Mechaber says if there's a town B that's right nearby, so then just go to town B and don't break the trum." There is a place over there, and it's a Jewish community, they can sit there and eat there. So then the Mishnah Berurah says you wouldn't be allowed to come back, because the Bishvil Zeh, because of the fact that one time we didn't let them come back to their houses in their own community, that wouldn't stop people from going in the future. And he says, we have a long discussion about this. And he adds, when it's more about poskim, the bottom line is, if he could shorten his trip, then he can't go back with a longer route. So he has to take the shortest route back. He says, look at the Morgan Avram, the Machzor Shekel, for further discussion about this. Now, first we'll look in the Shaarei Tzion, Os Mem Vav. When the Chofetz Chaim adds, Shaarei Emes, Heter Zeh Shel Kama Milin, this heter of being able to go, these extra milin beyond the trum, is not so clear. Misafkele l'Ramban, Visoras Adam, the Ramban isn't so sure. Ela d'besof, not the lachah. He says, okay, bottom line is, push comes to shove, he'll let you do this, but not so clear. Ukamo shehayid gamkein, bishmo Rabbeinu Yerucham. It was also, the Rabbeinu Yerucham wasn't so clear. Valkoparim tzorah siba nechoni, you need to have a good reason. However, miu, ad dalet alofim, to go back, however, 4,000 amos, that might be permissible to everybody, because Shariah Koponim, who Yotzi Rishut, since he went there with permission, so you're allowed to come back with permission in this situation, the extra couple of thousand amos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah said to go look in his commentary, the Chofetz Chaim's commentary, Bir Alocha, Dibra Masa, V'chosim, M'kom, Baba Yom. And he has a long arichas here, we'll just touch upon it. And he says, Mishnah Berurah, he wrote, Im Yesh Shom Moshev Yehudim, if there is a Jewish community nearby, so then don't return to your house. Go to this closer Jewish community. Usmuchim Dvarenu, and he has support for this from the Radvaz, who writes, based upon his understanding of the Kolbo, Shehitiru Chachme Badrash, Badrash is the name of a place, B'mei Shoya B'ir Akodi, they allowed a mace that was in the city of Akodi, L'lavoso Ad Badrash, to come to Badrash. Shnayim and Akrovim, two of the relatives, the Lirko B'derach, and they even go travel with animals on the road, Ach lo shavu oso hayom lemekomo, but they didn't let him go back to their houses, but they made him stay in Badrash. And therefore, because this is a proof that they didn't let him go back because they had a good safe place to stay in Badrash. That's the words of the Radvaz. Chavetz Chaim adds, because of Alzeh HaRadvaz, the Radvaz himself adds, the Lahochi lo tiru lem lachzor kivin shoy b'mokom yusha v'yotzer tov b'mekomom, because they had a perfectly good place to stay, they didn't have to go back, so matzor shechzu, so then why should they go back? And there is no concern here that next time they won't go because this is a perfectly good place. They won't not go next time because of this. However, he says, in our scenario, the cemetery is out in Yanim's Veld. The cemetery is far away from civilized area. There's no shade even. There's no tree there to shade you from the sun. There's nothing to eat or drink. So then in that situation, everybody would agree, because they won't go next time if they have to do this ever again. Ad kalashono, those were his words. And that's the simple understanding. Then the Chofetz Chaim goes to additional details, ayin shom, the rest of this bir halacha. Finally, the Chofetz Chaim says in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Lamed Vav, you can return all the digging implements, everything that you brought with you, that's allowed as well. He says, umuktzah, and they're not muktzah. Why aren't they muktzah? Tari kelim shemalachtim lehetereim. Because these are kelim that you're allowed to use on Yontif. Why? The Shemah Yitzarach, lem levei sachar, bo b'yom. You may need to dig rachmon al-san, another grave. So therefore, they're allowed to be moved because they're kli shemalachtim lehetereim. Therefore, you can carry them and move them, even if you don't need them, because it's a klishim alach to lehet them. And therefore, even if you're only moving them, rak l'sharmam shelo yigonru, it's allowed. And we have the same thing in Hilchos Shabbos. Once you're already moving them, and then once you're allowed to pick them up and move them and carry them back from the cemetery, so you don't have to deposit them in the first place that you could, that's safe. But once you're allowed to pick them up and carry them, you can even bring them beyond that. Even though there's a Mokum Shomer already, Gam Kain Eino Tzorech Ela Mutur Losem Ad Beso. You'd be allowed to bring them back to your house. And we also learned this in the Choshavos, Kelev Sim Shin Ches Sif Gimel. Now, in Dershu footnote number 35, he brings down, what about the Sak and Shomila? We had this discussion in the past. He brings it down here again. And he says, according to the Taz and the Morgan of Rum, after you do the Bris Mila, the Mila knife, which is a kli that is a very expensive kli, it's something that you wouldn't use to cut your meat with, and therefore it's muktza, machmas, chisarun, kis. So then, also letatul oliacha mila. Once you put it down, you can't do it, pick it up. Once you put it down from your hand. Until you put it down from your hand, you can put it in a safe place. The Mogen Rabbim further says, mishum shodeh liacha mila, sheshuv lo yizdaki, lo biyoso yom. The Moel knows how many bris milas he has. So if he has another bris mila, of course he can use that knife again. Hopefully he'll sterilize it and make it clean, etc. So he certainly has needs for that knife that day, so it's not muktza. But if he's the only Moel in town, and he knows there's no other babies born, right? You can't have a mila suddenly, right? A nebuch hakvur you could have suddenly. But a mila, you knew 8 days before the baby was born. So therefore, he knows he has no other milas that day, so therefore you can't move the knife once he puts it down. It could theoretically do a bris mila on it, but the Chazon Ish writes, Shekivan Sheino Matsoi Klal Shishtam Shabu Shuv, since he pretty much knows that there's zero chance that he's going to use this knife again. There are no other babies in town that are born, so therefore it is muktza according to the opinion of the Mogen Avraham, and once you put it down, you can't pick it up. However, this is Halacha Lamaisa coming up, Tiltu Shofar, after they blow the shofar in shul, so the Baal Tokeah can take the shofar home with him, do with it whatever he wants, because he certainly has the possibility that it'll blow for somebody else. Kivin Shiroi Litkoa Bo Lotzi Acherim Shadayin Loyotzi Yidechov, especially this year, Nebuch, when people may not be able to come to shul so much, and we're certainly going to need to blow the shofar for them in outdoor locations or in different places, so therefore, certainly he can pick up the shofar because he almost certainly will need to blow it again. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal adds, should be shofar motzui sheyitzdarich litkoa lechavero belo sheyedal kach lifnei kain. By shofar blowing, a person says, I don't know, nobody asked me to blow. I blew in shul, I'm going to go home. He's allowed to take the shofar home with him, not a problem, because you know there's a chance somebody will knock on his door and say, can you blow shofar for me? We have a bunch of people that need to listen to the shofar blow, and they weren't able to make it to shul. And therefore, even if it wasn't expected, this could happen all the time. As opposed to bris mila, you're not expecting a knock on your door and saying, I had a baby 8 days ago, can you do a bris mila for me, after it wasn't known. So that's the difference between shofar and mila. By mila, it's ein adavim motzi shitzorich limo b'shabbos meblishio de'ar kach mi'es. Well, it's very unlikely that you're going to have a sudden mila come upon you that you didn't know about beforehand. But with shofar blowing, it's very likely that somebody could knock on your door and ask you to blow shofar for them. the issue foot number 36 brings down, should ein chashash yigon v'akel, if there is no chashash that the utensils will be stolen, so then you're not allowed to bring them back to your place, leave them by the cemetery. Even though technically you could theoretically use them, so unless you have any expectation that you're going to need them again, leave them by the cemetery if they're safe over there. And this is brought down in Ben Ishchai as well. Even a utensil that you bring to the table, you don't put it back to its place unless you want a clean table. Having a desire for a clean table, that's a reason to bring it back. But otherwise, if there's no real problem in leaving it on the table and you don't need it, so then you should leave it on the table. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Hamalavin is the mace, those that escort the mace out to the cemetery. Asurim lirkov al behema, if you'll be on to Sheni. Even though they're allowed to go, they can walk, but they're not allowed to ride in an animal. They can't take a car, they can't go on a boat, etc. Vafilu avelim, and even the people Nebuch that are the avelim, but not the actual ones that are doing the burial, they're not the Chevra Kedisha, they also can't ride on a vehicle. However, aval akovrim, shetzrich lakovrim, but the Chevra Kedisha is actually doing the burial. In EF, sure, if they can't walk there, it's too far away. On Yom Tosheni, they could go ride on a vehicle, lirkov agabi behemo, or to ride on an animal. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Zayin, Vuadin Leilech Basina, same thing would apply with a boat. Vafilu besochatchum, even if it's a ferry within the city limits, nami osu, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. Aye, v'yafagav, the material lelavo is chutzot tchum, even though you're allowed to go outside the tchum, so that's also the Rabbanon, so why can't you do this riding on the boat, which is only the Rabbanon? Shiny Rechiva. Riding on a boat or riding on an animal is different. Because it's a concern. Why can't you ride an animal? Because you may come to break off a branch and use it as a whip. And that breaking off the branch, is the concern. And therefore, therefore, just to escort the mace, and you're not one of the essential people needed for the actual burial, you're not allowed to do. Furthermore, by riding, it's a big zilusa diyantif, and therefore, there's more so than walking. The issue foot number 37 brings down to ask the guy to go and announce on the loudspeaker that so-and-so died. So Shlomo Zalman says that's not proper also, even though technically it's shus to shus, but mokum mitzvah, you could do it. He says that's a lack of cover for yantif. It's a zilzul in kedushas yantif. The issue foot number 38 says, what about the Chevra Kedisha going on Yontav Rishon in a car that's driven by a guy? It's the Yontav Rishon. So if they're going to actually do the burial on the mace for the things that they're allowed to do, so the Hayat Tzvi, Zatza, brings down that would be permissible. Especially, im yesh chashash nivel ha-mace, im loik ruu b'yom tov. Especially if they don't do it that day, there'll be a nivel ha-mace. Furthermore, he says, Lafi Tama Rishon, Muvim Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Techalei Shurachiv Al-Gabi Behemah, V'nisiyah B'Sfina, Yesod Yisur Mumin HaTorah. The reason why you can't do this is because there's a potential Issa Daraisa, as we pointed out, Shema Yitlosh Zemori, you may break off a branch, U'nisiyah B'Sfira, because you may come to build a raft. And therefore, that's why the Nali be done in Yontif. As opposed to riding in a car, there's no potential for Issa Daraisa over here. The guy is driving the car, therefore they're just sitting in the car, and the little bit extra that the engine is burning is not considered something that's a problem, and therefore we can apply the rule. Therefore it's allowed. According to the second reason, though it's a zilzon on yantiv, more so in riding than in walking, so he says, that's why it's also not such a zilzon to go ride in the car as opposed to doing some actual avoda, such as riding on the animal or on a boat. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Ches, and he writes, even the Avelim can't go in a car, Umashma Dafilu Efshar B'Mokum Hazeh Leilich Meragel, even if it's too far away to go by foot, V'Yishar B'Li Levaya, and this way only the Chevra Kedisha go without his relatives, Gam Kein Osir, sorry. They're not allowed to be Michal Yontif for the Kovenah Mace over here. As long as the Mace is being buried, the Chevra Kedisha is taking care of it, you can't go if you have to take a vehicle. Sifkat Lamites, Matiru Lahem, however, they are allowed to go with the Chevra Kedisha via vehicle, umiu, lawyer kivu beir, mime umas, but they shouldn't go ride in the city on the animals, because the goyim will see this, shaloyomu malayim, shemichal yontiv, and they'll say the mechal yontiv. The issue foot number 40 explains that the reason here is once the goyim see that you're a mechal yontiv for your reasons, they'll make you mechal yontiv for their reasons, and that would be a problem. I always said previously that ideally, you should make the Aron, for example, in private. But if you can't make it in private, you're allowed to do it even in front of the Goyim. How come we're not concerned over there? So the opinion of the Magen Avraham is, you also last so for this reason. The Goyim will say, once you're being Mechal there, keep a Mechal here as well. So therefore, he actually doesn't permit you to go make the Aron in public. Mr. Bruce of Court, ma'am, he says you can ride on an animal. The same thing would be with a boat, and I said the same thing would be for us with a car. The issue foot number 41 brings down, the Chevra Kedisha can go on Yom Tosheni in cars. So the Geshe Chaim says, if you can't go by foot, Lo yisub b'mechonos im nag nochri el misbar hanoshim adrushim l'kvura. The only people allowed to go, however, are those that are absolutely necessary. The 4 to 6 people that are absolutely necessary, but nobody else is allowed to go. And if no non-Jewish driver is available, then even a Jewish driver is allowed to take them. But you can't go and get a minion. This is why we don't bury on the Yom Tov Sheni, because people won't listen to us, and people are going to want to go. But you're not even allowed to go bring a minion to say Kaddish. You're only allowed to have the absolute minimum amount of people that needed for the burial. With this, we conclude today's shiur.